Welcome to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show, usually hosted by my co-host Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. You might also be listening on 99.1 The Mix or Hot 105.7. Today we're joined by Rochelle Caffey. Did I say your last name right, by the way, Rochelle?
Caffey.
Rochelle Caffey, who is the executive director of the Autism Society of Southeast Wisconsin. We're talking about the A-Team Fun Walk and Run, formerly Dylan's Run. You've probably heard of Dylan's Run because that was a huge, huge event in Milwaukee, and it still exists. It just has a different name, correct?
That is correct. It's now the A-Team Fun Walk for Autism.
Yep. Autism, and it's on September 10th from 8:30 until 1, Greenfield Park in West Allis. And there is a lot going on because autism is... It's such a broad spectrum. You hear that word all the time, spectrum with autism. Can you kind of explain what that means when people hear that?
Absolutely. So we're so excited to be in Greenfield Park, raising awareness and acceptance regarding autism. So autism is a brain-based disorder, and it affects people differently. That's why it's the spectrum. So we like to say in our office that no two individuals with autism are the same. So because it's a spectrum disorder, it presents and manifests itself very differently in every individual. Every person is unique, just like their fingerprint, their thumbprint. Autism manifests itself uniquely in every individual.
It really does. And I've been at many of your events over the years. I've hosted the Dylan's Run. I'm actually the host and MC for this one on September 10th at Greenfield Park. And it's so interesting to be around so many people. Each one is so unique in their own way. And some people you would have a complete normal conversation with and they would walk away and someone would say, that person has autism. You would never know. You would never know to some people.
Yes, some individuals have different challenges, so sometimes social interactions can be a challenge, but sometimes they cannot. Yep. Sometimes sensory sensitivities to lights and sounds or movements or too much activity, and then other individuals aren't impacted by that at all. So it really does span and look different in every person, but we like to actually provide an opportunity for everybody to come together and just celebrate being uniquely amazing. And if you're on the autism spectrum or you love someone on the spectrum. So that's kind of what we're all about that day.
And I love what you're all about because you have different zones at the A-Team Fun Walk this year. There's different zones. And I think what you're going at is you're trying to target as many of the broad groups of these spectrums with these different zones that you have. There's an active zone, a yummy zone, a creative zone. Can we kind of talk about these different zones and what they mean and kind of what they specifically target and who they're for?
Oh, absolutely. So I am a foodie. So we're going to start with the yummy zone.
Delicious.
Our yummy
sounds good
zone
to me.
Yeah, let's do this, right?
Yeah.
Our yummy zone this year is sponsored by Meijer. They have been so gracious and supportive.
Oh, Meijer.
And so
cool.
Everybody's invited. Yeah, go Meijer. Come get free breakfast. So we want people to have happy full bellies before we even start the day. So we start with our yummy zone. We're trying to get food trucks. There's a huge food truck festival that day, but we will have food and yumminess throughout the whole day in the yummy zone. Breakfast is free. Just come to the park and eat with us. Be part of our fun.
Mm-hmm.
Our safety zone is being put together by our education committee. And so we're covering things like wandering, calling 911, resources to keep the home safe for the family, bullying. How can you better prepare yourself to teach your young person or your teenager to be able to counteract bullying? That's in our safety zone. Also within our safety zone, we try to get families ready, and we invite the local fire department, police department, and EMT department, because if you think of some of the sensory triggers that are around, that could be police, that could be fire. They have bright lights, loud noises. Getting our families used to that, getting our kiddos used to seeing a police officer, seeing the fire truck, seeing a fireman, knowing that they're here to help, that's a huge component of our safety zone every year. Our active zone is just a crazy fun place for folks to get out and run and move and jump and bouncy houses and prizes and toys and just to have a place where it's great. Our creative zone is being sponsored by Islands of Brilliance this year. There's going to be some wonderful crafts and activities. There's an opportunity to create and tell us what autism is to you, and you create a handprint, and that lives on our autism is tree that we carry with us and keep on our main office hallway for forever. Our Quiet Zone is being sponsored by Bryant and Stratton College and being run by the OTPT group. So if you just need a break, if you need a little bit of quiet, less sensory, a place to settle down for the A-team, which some of our kiddos, some of our adults absolutely need when they're out and about in a large event like this, we have a special Quiet Zone for them. Our Learning Zone is brought to you by over 19 organizations and sponsors that have information, resources, and support that you walk by at the end of your walk. Or actually, something super exciting this year, Riggs, is we have a 5K.
Oh, cool.
So if you're running, you can still run to the Learning Zone and meet some of those wonderful organizations and supporters that are bringing information that serve our autism community.
Living up to the name, the A-Team Run/Walk. You can do either one for autism, playing, learning, and connecting for autism. Again, it's September 10th, Greenfield Park, starting at 8:30 in the morning. What's the website that people can go to find more information to get registered and help raise funds for this important cause for the Autism Society of Southeastern Wisconsin?
Absolutely. ASSEW.org/A-Team Fun Walk. I'll say that slower because,
yep,
I do tend to say it so fast.
That's okay.
It's ASSEW.org/A-Team Fun Walk.
ASSEW.org/A-Team Fun Walk. And it's all for a great cause, connecting together with autism. One thing that I really love about this is how the parents can connect with one another who have children that have autism, because it can feel isolating sometimes as a parent and like you're the only one with a kid that has autism. And I love how you connect the parents as well with this and family members.
Yeah, that's a great point, Riggs. I love that you mentioned that. We try to have the day filled with family-friendly activities so adults and children of all ages can participate. Our adults on the spectrum like to come out in force at this event, and really sometimes they'll walk, they'll just hang. In 2019, they had their own table showcasing some of the great stuff they were doing. But it really, sometimes you can feel like you're alone on your journey. That's why this event is so important. When you see the mass of people that care, are inspired by, love someone with autism or have autism, you realize you're not alone. We're here together. And we're here to support each other. And it's a pretty powerful, impactful statement. I know when I started, I didn't quite understand, what is the deal with all these teams? Why do we have to have teams? This is a level of work. After being here 7 years now, though, I really understand it's your team of people that love you and support you. And I get that. And it feels so good when you see this huge amount of people all coming together for this cause. It's pretty inspiring.
It's great to know that you're not alone in this journey, because it is a journey with a lot of parents. Now, I don't think I've ever asked you this before, Rochelle Chaffee, the executive director of the Autism Society of Southeast Wisconsin. What is your direct cause, and what keeps you so passionate about this cause? You've been there for 7 years now. I've been with you the whole way. What is it about?
Yes, you have.
Yeah. What is it
you
about?
You were year one with me.
I was. So, what
that's
is
right,
it about?
That's right.
Why does what keeps you so passionate about this organization?
Well, I also have family members on the spectrum, and years ago, for example, I think my brother would be okay sharing my story a little bit about my brother. He's just one of my family members that's on the spectrum. We, as an African-American family, weren't talking about that so much. We just knew we wanted to keep Stuart safe and protected from the outside world. And there were so many things that we didn't know that we now know. And so we're striving to give. My personal goal is to get those conversations started, get that support out to the world, and get talking to everybody to know we can talk about this. There's things we can do now to try to improve quality of life for any individual that is affected by autism. So I have a personal connection, more than one actually, in my family. And if I'd have known what I know now years ago, look out. So I think that's one of the things that really drives me. I also have an amazing board and an amazing staff that really we all bring our hearts to this every day. And I think that keeps me going too. We're making differences in lives and I don't know what else I could be doing that would impact people so positively for the future.
You've mentioned that a lot of things have changed over time, especially with your family members. What are some of the big things that have changed, some of the strides that you've made with autism? Is it breaking down the stigma? Is it more education? Is it treatments? What have the big changes been over the past several years?
Yes, really, Rick. It sounds like you work here. It's all of those things. That's fabulous. Well, we're talking about it now. So we are coming together as a national organization with one voice. The Autism Society of America is really bringing all of us across all of the states together to focus on key initiatives. We know the safety program, education to first responders, coming together, doing that work in the United States, across all the United States. That's huge. Free education to first responders going out. Emily Levine really championed this cause. I don't know, I want to say 20 years ago, she started doing this work on her own because she saw a need to be working with first responders. We've come a long way there. We've got a long way to go, but we're partnering together.
You're definitely
making... talking more. Yeah, therapies. Uh-huh. Therapies, what's available out there in the world. We have a need for more providers. We have a need for more caregivers, whether they're home-based caregivers or they're paid caregivers. We really, in the state of Wisconsin, we've got to address this. We're starting to talk about it, come together collectively, and make change for that for the future, which is super positive. Providing a place for families to come and get education and support. I know one of your passion projects is mental health.
It is.
One of our largest core services is support groups. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just having another group of people that you can talk to and work things out with is really huge. It helps for mental health, physical health, all health. Mm-hmm. So I think we've just come a long way. Those are things that we're really focusing on for the future. And we're doing it now and we're looking to do it more.
Yes, and that sounds like those are the types of things that all of the funds raised will be used for, is those types of things to keep the cause going and moving in a positive, forward, progressive direction. Again, the A-Team Fun Walk and Run is September 10th at Greenfield Park in West Dallas. Starts at 8:30. The website is assew.org/A-Team Walk, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yep. A-Team Fun Walk.
A-Team Fun Walk, yes. And you can run, too. There is a run, an element of that this year. Formerly Dylan's Run, so if you've heard of Dylan's Run before, that was around for how long? 19 years in Milwaukee?
Huge. 19 years, yeah.
It's same great cause, just a different name, just as good of a cause. I wanted to talk a little bit about, there's a show on Netflix called Love on the Spectrum that's kind of pushed autism into the public light. And a lot of people have talked about it. It's basically a dating show where they're connecting people with autism to one another and teaching them how to deal with how they are, how to socially interact. How has this show been perceived by the autism community?
Well, that's a great question. And as you talked about, what are we seeing differences? Think just a few years ago. I don't want to give my age, but I will say not that long ago, we weren't seeing representation like this mm-hmm. on television or in movies or other opportunities. And we are seeing that now. So very exciting to say that we're very happy that we're actually seeing more representation. I will state that, remember, this is a spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. So any two people with autism falling in love looks different than any other two people falling in love with autism. I can tell you that the autism community is happy to see more representation on TV mm-hmm. and in movies. They'd like more. But as I mentioned, it's just really important to remember that this experience is unique for every individual. But the autism community is, in fact, excited to see more representation because it's been non-existent for years. So that makes us very happy. We actually had a viewing of Love on the Spectrum in April.
Cool.
For the adults on the Spectrum group. They were able to have a special show that we hosted virtually. So the group was able to get together, and then they had a talk back afterward. They kind of had a panel discussion amongst themselves as well. So that was an exciting opportunity for something we did for Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month this year.
Was it the American version or the Australian version?
American. Come on.
Right. I'm curious about the American version because the characters on that show, the people on that show were so interesting in and of themselves. And sometimes I found myself laughing, not at them, but just they were just interesting people, the way that they interacted with the world. Is that, could that maybe be negative in a way, in any way, to almost bordering on exploitation of these people? Or do you think that it's genuinely just showing how each individual is a unique person on the spectrum?
Well, that's a really good question, Riggs. I think it's really up to the individual watcher and also up to the individuals that are participating in the show to decide that. I know that some of the group, our group, would not be comfortable being on that show, but then we also had others in the group that would relish an opportunity to show their authentic self and be who they are and let the world see who they are.
Yeah.
You'll never regret having a conversation with an individual on the spectrum. You will walk away from it learning more than what you knew about an individual on the spectrum before. So I would encourage anybody that has an opportunity to talk to someone on the spectrum, ask questions. They will tell you. They have no problem letting you know their thoughts and feelings. So, but that was a really good question. And once again, I think the more we can show and highlight individuals on the spectrum are like everyone else, but also different from everyone else, just like all human. That's
exactly
the unique human experience that we all have.
It's a
wonderful thing.
We're all different and weird and wild in our own crazy ways. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes us all beautiful as people. We have to embrace our differences because that's the only thing we have in common is our differences, right?
Yep. Preach.
September 10th, starting at 8:30, it's the A-Team Fun Walk / Run for Autism. You can play, you can learn, you connect for autism. You're going to be there with other families, other kids, other adults that are on the spectrum. Greenfield Park in West Dallas with all sorts of different zones that we've talked about. You can find all this on their website, ASSEW.org/A-Team Fun Walk. Is there anything else that's going on that's special during the day? Because you guys are back in person this year, live and in person.
Oh, yes. So we just finished two phenomenal I Can Shine bike camps. Shout out to the two high schools that hosted us, Nicolet High School and also Brookfield. They were wonderful. Helped us put over, I think I want to say 80 kiddos are now out there riding their bike successfully this year. We may be able to see them having at it at that day. Our teen group is going on right now in Greenfield Park where they're connecting. Our adults on the spectrum are now meeting twice a month again. So, yeah, we're back. And I can tell you our families in the community are really happy to be back and doing wonderful things together. So we're trying to make some moves in Tri-County, Walworth, Washington, and Racine County. We have a new series of events that are free to the community there, too. So check us out on our website for any supports and services that you're looking for. You will not be disappointed.
Nope, but that website is ASSEW.org for everything. And Rochelle Chaffee, the Executive Director of the Autism Society of Southeast Wisconsin, I can't wait to be back in person. I'll be the guest MC hosting the A-Team Fun Walk and Run on September 10th, Greenfield Park in West Allis. Thank you so much for doing this amazing event and for being an awesome, fantastic leader for such an important cause and giving a voice to so many people that didn't have a voice for so long. Now they are being discussed and talked about in the open, and you're breaking down that stigma, and I love your mission so much.
Thank you so much, Riggs. You have an awesome day.
You have an even better day. Again, September 10th at Greenfield Park in West Dallas, starting at 8:30, the A-Team Fun Walk and Run. My name is Riggs from Riggs and Alley in the Morning, and you've been listening to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show on 103.7 KISS FM, 99.1 The Mix, and Hot 105.7. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.